This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Salam Britain. Now it's time for one of my favourite parts of the show, Reflections with Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, thank you as ever for joining us once again from the literally the other side of the world. And we're continuing with our journey through Surah Baqarah. So I'll let you take it away.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. As always, we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is ar-Rahma al-Muhda. He was the one who was sent as a mercy to all of Allah's creation, but also as a source of inspirational, divinely sent guidance for us. And of course, the Quran, the message of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is one that is intact and remains with us. And from the very beginning, the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran are the first repository, the first place that we turn to and look for discovering the knowledge that leads us in life. Now, for us as human beings, generally speaking, there's, you know, two camps when we consider where we receive information and knowledge from. So there is, you know, the first kind of construct is that of the thinking man, that if you just sit there and if you deliberate, and, you know, Plato and Aristotle, they talk about the one who sits in a cave and just thinks that they can come to an ultimate truth. For us, of course, as Muslims, we recognize that that is not correct, that there needs to be something that is beyond just oneself and one's own mental faculties. There is what we believe also the necessity for the revealed knowledge. And therefore, when we look through Surah Al-Baqarah, the very input of it is that right after we unlock the Quran through Surah Al-Fatiha, after its short seven verses introduce us to the theology, the belief, the mindset of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah begins to establish rules, regulations, through parables and discussions of those who came and lived before us. We're at verse number 21 today. Now, for those of you who remember, last week we spoke about Allah warning about hypocrisy, Allah warning us to be introspective, to look into our hearts, to not be self-delusional, to not be deluded by the shaitan against the magnificence of Allah and the creation that He has created, to basically not make ourselves our own gods, that whatever we feel is what we do, but rather that we are guided by a greater view of life, that we recognize that the times that we live in today, the transient moments of life, lead us to a greater, truer existence in the hereafter. We come to verse number 21, where Allah begins speaking in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the Quran, really as the very first command. It's really the first place where Allah speaks directly to humanity. Now, this is an important ayah. Ayah number 21 is one of those foundational verses in all of our tradition as Muslims. It's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us His expectations. It's where Allah sets the tone for everything else that's going to come in the Quran. Allah wants you and I to know who He is and what He expects of us and how we are meant to fulfill it. Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind. Now notice, it's Ya ayyuhan nas, it's not Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. It's not just O ye who believe. This discussion is for everything and everyone who has a conscious awareness of obligation. Ya ayyuhan nas, the tall and the dark and the short and the you know, those who have lived before us and those who are going to come after. From the moment that this was revealed, O mankind, O humanity, in your multiplicity, irrespective of your political outlook, your socioeconomic state, whatever it is, O mankind, اعبدوا ربكم. Give your service of worship, meaning the totality of your love, of your fear, and your hope only to Allah. U'budu, worship your Lord, Rabbakum, the one who is your Lord. Whether you acknowledge it or not, that's ultimately the reality, that there is a greater power than you. There is a greater force than you. There is one who is ultimately able to give and to withhold, to elevate and to humble. There is Rabbakum, the one who is your Lord. Alladhi khalaqakum. He is the one who originated you, who brought you into existence. Walladhina min qablikum. And all of that which has come before you. La'allakum tattaqoon. That if you worship Allah, if you give your service to Him, if you understand your relationship with this, with Allah in the way that it should be, perhaps you will gain a greater conscious awareness of the ultimateness of your life, the totality of your very purpose and existence. Very early on, human beings have always asked, you know, who am I? Why am I here? Shakespeare would say, to be or not to be, to exist or not to exist, to live on or not. For us, you know, it is the pursuit of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the normalization and harmony of our existence with others. U'budu rabbakum. There's a few important words to clarify and to give ourselves a greater understanding of the depth of flavor of the Quran. Ibadah is defined. The concept of worship for us is defined as kamal al-hub. It is a completion of one's love. And that's why Allah warns us in other places of Surah Al-Baqarah, do not love in an unconditional way anything or anyone other than Allah. That there are those who make that mistake, who fall into loving and coveting and worshiping other than Allah through their devotion, through their love, through their ultimate leaning of the heart, that they cannot live without that concept or without that thing or without that pursuit in a way that only Allah should be pursued and loved. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Those who believe are those who hold on more severely and strictly in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are things that our heart may desire, our very essence may seek out. But if it ultimately is in contradiction and contravention to the word of Allah, to the dictates that were sent to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a command from Allah, then what our heart fawns for, yearns for, leans for, seeks out, must be curtailed and controlled by our essence of worship of Allah, that we love Allah more than we love ourselves, that we love His Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than we love ourselves. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it really plainly, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ. You cannot complete your faithfulness to God until I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can become more beloved to you than your father, your mother, your spouse, even your children, even al-mar'i li nafsi, even the love that you would hold for yourself and what you hold dear. U'budu, kamal al-hub. It is a completion of love. Wal-khudu' wal-dhul, and it is to give yourself over. It is to be obedient. It is to be devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that no one else is deserving. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim has a little bit of a variance in the definition. He says, al-ibadah, ismun jami', same with other scholars. Ismun jami' li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allah min qawlin aw tasdiqin biqalb aw fi'l. It is everything that is loved by Allah. Worship of God is everything that is loved by Allah. Whether it's something you say or do, or even just a feeling and a belief that you have in your heart. And sometimes that's the weakest sign of our faith, that our heart has an attachment or a love or a fear or a hate for something that we're commanded to love, fear, or hate by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. U'budu rabbakum. Serve your Lord. The word Rabb is really important in the Arabic language. Rabb comes from the concept of something that increases. So the one who is a Rabb is the one who's vested their interest in that which they want to increase and want to flourish and want to become better than what it is now. So when Allah says He is Rabbukum, He is our Lord. It's as if Allah is saying, I've sent you this Quran, I've sent you this Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because I want you to be better than you are now. I want you, through the guidance that I sent, to grow and to nurture and to increase and to flourish and to become a better, truer, more sincere, more devoted person than you are today. And the more you absorb in your life of the orders of the Rabb, of the orders of Allah, the better and more increase and flourish and harmony we find in our existence within ourselves and with others. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. It is because I am the one who created you. Allah says in Surah Al-Mulk, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقُ, the 67th chapter of the Quran, is not the one who created most knowing of what his creation needs, is not the one who destined us upon this earth, knowing what it is that is best for us. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقُ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Yet he remains subtle in his influence in our life, allowing us at times the disastrous choices that we make that can become, inshallah, educational moments in our life as we move forward into our future. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Look to those who came before you in the past. Travel the earth. Look at the testaments and the castles of the kings who ruled the world that now lay empty. Look at the pyramids that now are a symbol of power of the past that is of no consequence in our present and certainly not into the future. Perhaps it will all allow us to gain taqwa, a trueness and a piety of heart, a trueness in our conscious awareness of our obligations to each other as we are before the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I repeat the ayah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a foundation in my understanding of faith and yours. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind. Ya ayyuhan nas, i'budu rabbakum. Turn in complete worship and devotion to your Lord. Alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum. The one who created you and created all that which came before you. La'allakum tattaqoon. Perhaps in so doing, you may raise your awareness of the trueness of life and its purpose. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an awakening of heart, make us of those who are devoted in our love for the Prophet ﷺ by following his example and making him al-uswa al-hasana, the best of examples in our life to model after and to follow his modality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us with the strictness of faithfulness in our dealings with each other as we are before the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa salli allahumma ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad.
Ameen to all of those dua. Sheikh, now as I was listening in to your this one verse that you're explaining and breaking down, and it's sort of just so reminded me, just that, like you said, that one verse is like a foundation almost, but it comes in Surah Baqarah, which is one of the longest, surah of the Quran. But just goes to show how every single one of the verses of the Quran needs breaking down and explaining and understanding, and we really need to take the time to understand like the meanings, the tafsir, go through each word. You know, you explain Ya Ayyuhan Nas, one phrase, and how expansive it is. You know, the word worship, what it means. You know, I'm just sitting here grateful that, you know, you've come on and shared this one snippet, and just, I guess, you know, maybe you can share with us a little bit about how important it is for us as Muslims to take time out for the Quran and the words of our Creator, our Lord.
Well, I think one of the most important messages as it relates to the Quran is its practice and practicality. Many of us, we kind of look at the Quran as a book of information, not really as a book of knowledge. And there's a huge difference between the concepts that underpin information and the practice of knowledge. You know, my wife is an attorney. She's a lawyer. Now, I can Google just about anything I want about the law or the Australian constitution or, you know, the Finnish constitution for that matter. Everything's on Google at the moment. But not because I have access to that information, that its practice and practicality is known and is able to be implemented by. There is that need for one to model oneself and one to be trained in what it is that we study and we seek. And therefore the Quran was not sent as a document that dropped out of the sky, but was sent in the living person of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the more you and I as Muslims move away from looking at the Quran as this is a verse, this is in this surah, it's in this chapter, you know, this is a story that's found in the Quran, to then taking it and putting it into a practice, into a practical implementation of our life, and utilizing its ethos and its ethics and its morality, and understanding the creedal implications of it, and truly absorbing the Quran, we kind of fail in our capacity to enrich our life with the Quran. The more we ingest of the Quran in knowledgeable practice and move away from just it being just another book on the shelf, the greater we find solace and comfort and healing of the heart. Allah says, "Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innu al-qulub." Surely it is with that which reminds you of your place with God that heals the sick heart. May Allah make the Quran a healing for our hearts. The Prophet used to make dua, "Allahumma ja'al, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa." Oh Allah, I ask you to protect me, to protect us from knowledge that is not beneficial, meaning from something that we know but we don't enact and put into our life and practice.
And this one verse, I feel, covers a lot of that in which you have spoken about, in terms of, you spoke about the fact that, you know, we're talking about, we are the creation of our Rabb. You know, we can reflect on that for a long time, but also reflecting on those who came before us. You know, we see the evidence of people who are no longer here and the great empires they've built, but what meaning does it bring to us? You know, this, that verse itself kind of helps us to implement what you're talking about, Sheikh.
Absolutely.
In one way. Sheikh, we have about a minute, and I just wanted to ask you, next week, obviously, every single verse you're going to go through, and one verse leads to the next verse, leads to the next verse, and next week, what? Because I might not be here, that's why I'm trying to say, what can I try, hopefully, listen in on and learn from next week's verse?
Well, what you find is, in the very next set of verses, Allah says, "I am the one who has provided all of this for you." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not seeking to curry favor and say, "Look what I've done for you." But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to recognize that we were not created for the earth, but the earth was created for us. We were not created to be here in permanency. There's something beyond this life. So Allah says, "I made this earth, جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا," that this earth is made to be a place of rest and repose and comfort for you. The gardens of it, everything, سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ, it's been made for you. So take advantage of the time that you have and live life for the moment, but never lose sight that you are not meant to live here in a permanent state, that it is your deeds that you push forward to the akhirah that will truly matter, not what you amass in this dunya.
Great reminder to end this bit. Sheikh, thank you. Jazakallah khair for your time, for your efforts. And I pray Allah grants you the ajr and the blessings for everything that we learn here on Islam Channel, and of course in all your other works as well. Jazakallah khair for your time as ever. I've certainly sat here, and it's a great thing for me to be sitting here and taking that moment to almost absorb myself in 20 minutes of learning. And inshallah, we continue to learn post this session as well. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.
Ameen. It's a pleasure. And for those of you who will be here at the top of the hour, I have Islam Q&A for noon on Islam Channel, inshallah.
Inshallah, Sheikh. Don't worry, I have got that reminder to tell everybody as well. But jazakallah khair, the reminder, of course, as ever, please do stay tuned and call in and ask Sheikh all your questions. But for now, we are going to head to another commercial break. And after, you don't want to go anywhere, because we're going to have our live cooking segment with Chef Shaz.